Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets and interacts with T20 World Cup winning Indian men's team at his residence. The team to take part in a victory parade in Mumbai this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana on the sidelines of SCO summit. Voting underway in United Kingdom for general elections to elect a new Prime Minister. Hamas talks to the Qatari and Egyptian mediators to end war with Israel. Assam and Arunachal Pradesh reeling under flood fury. Army launches relief operation. And in Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri with his French partner Albano Olivetti to play the men's doubles match today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the T20 World Cup winning Indian men's cricket team at his residence in New Delhi. Indian cricket captain Rohit Sharma, coach Rahul Dravid, along with players including Virat Kohli, Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar Yadav and Jasprit Bumrah were present in the meeting. The Prime Minister interacted with the players where they shared their experiences. The Indian cricket team arrived in New Delhi this morning and they were given a grand welcome. A report.
The Indian men's cricket team has returned home from Barbados, and what a fantastic return it has been. Just last Saturday, Team India clinched the T20 trophy in a thrilling finale against South Africa, securing their second T20 World Cup. The celebrations have been non-stop ever since. Early this morning, the champion team landed back home to a hero's welcome at the IGI airport in Delhi. The atmosphere was electric as fans gathered in large numbers, drumming and dancing, turning the airport into a festival of joy. Players led by their captain also joined in. The excitement continued to their hotel, where Captain Rohit Sharma was seen cutting a cake at the hotel, adding to the amazing atmosphere. But the festivities didn't stop there. In a special moment, the team met with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who had breakfast with them and praised them on their win. Following this, the squad is set to fly to Mumbai for an open bus victory parade. Durgesh Padoria, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian squad has since left for Mumbai, where the BCCI and Mumbai Cricket Association has planned a grand celebration for the champions. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
It has been tradition in Indian cricket that victory parade and felicitation is organized in Mumbai for World Cup champions. This time also, BCCI and Mumbai Cricket Association has planned grand celebrations for T20 World Cup champions in Mumbai. After arrival in Mumbai, a grand victory parade is organized on Marine Drive from NCPA to Wankhede Stadium. Special open-deck bus is being prepared so that the cricket fans can get glimpses of Indian team and World Cup. Later, team will be taken to Wankhede Stadium, where team members and staff will be felicitated by esteemed guests. Victory parade and felicitation ceremony is open for public, and Mumbai police has made elaborate arrangements for security and traffic. Police has requested cricket fans to follow traffic instructions and security protocols. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana today. They discussed early resolution of remaining issues in the border areas. Both sides agreed to redouble efforts through diplomatic and military channels to that end. Dr. Jayashankar said respecting the line of actual control or LAC and ensuring peace and tranquility in the border areas is essential. He said the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity and mutual interest will guide the India-China bilateral ties. In United Kingdom, polling is underway across the country for the crucial general election to elect the new Prime Minister. Millions are expected to turn out to cast their votes, which began at 12:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time and will continue till 2:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, when exit polls will give a strong indication of the final result. Around 40,000 polling booths opened across the country at 7 a.m. local time, as an estimated 46 million registered voters began turning out to mark a cross next to their chosen candidate on a paper ballot. Earlier, 44-year-old incumbent Prime Minister Rishi Sunak of the Conservative Party and 61-year-old Keir Starmer of the Labour Party had wrapped up their poll pitches with contrasting messages. Sunak urging voters to not hand tax-raising Labour a supermajority, and Starmer playing down the prospect of a landslide win for fear of a low turnout impacting the final outcome. Hamas has said that it has consulted with the Qatari and Egyptian mediators to end the war with Israel in the Gaza Strip. In a statement, Hamas said that it has exchanged some ideas with the mediator brothers to stop the aggression against Palestinian people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement that Israel received Hamas's response from the mediators. He confirmed that Israel will study the Hamas's response and will respond to it. Leading economist and policymaker N.K. Singh has said the world is at the point of ushering in an India era as the country's growth trajectory moves towards a developed nation status by 2047. He was addressing the gathering on being conferred the prestigious honorary fellowship at the London School of Economics and Political Science yesterday. In his acceptance speech, the 83-year-old economist traced the country's glorious history and its quest as a high-growth economy in time for its 100th anniversary of independence. The renowned university said the honor was in recognition of Singh's long-standing and committed relationship with the London School of Economics and his efforts to facilitate its unique relationship with India as the co-chair of LSE's India Advisory Board. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Assam, flood situation remains critical with over 16 lakh people reeling under the deluge across 29 districts. 8 more persons lost their lives, taking the total number of flood-related deaths in the state this year to 46. 3 persons are reported to be missing. A total of 2,800 villages are affected and over 39,400 hectares of crop area has been damaged. Arunachal Pradesh is also grappling with floods following incessant rains since 29th of June. The Indian Army has been actively involved in extensive flood relief operations in the villages of Sivaguri at Dhemaji district in Assam and Mir in East Siang district in Arunachal Pradesh. Army deployed multiple flood relief camps in the affected areas. The Army, along with SDRF, conducted rescue and relief operations at Sivaguri, Namsinghat, Pagalam and Oriangat for over a period of 72 hours and evacuated people. Further, they have also set up temporary shelters, provided meals, water and medical aids to the flood affected. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma reviewed the flood situation with all the district commissioners through video conferencing and directed them to expedite rescue and relief operations. He also directed to conduct survey of flood-affected people as government has decided to release compensation amount before the 15th of August. The state government has opened 181 relief camps and 334 relief distribution centres. National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and State Disaster Response Force teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief operations. The Bihar Health Department has decided to offer MBBS course to medical students in Hindi as a medium of instruction. The facility will be available in all 21 medical colleges in the state, including 10 state government and 2 central government-run institutions. Talking to Akashwani News, State Health Minister Mangal Pandey said it will be implemented from the upcoming academic session starting this year. In Kerala, the Sampurnta Abhiyan campaign launched by the Niti Aayog to accelerate development in aspirational districts and blocks kick-started in Wayanad and Kasargod districts today. Various camps like health, soil testing and illustrations and stalls by government departments are organized as part of the campaign. Azura, Devikulam blocks of Idukki, Attapadi, Kolankodek blocks of Palakkad districts are also under Sampurnta Abhiyan from Kerala. In Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Chau Na Main inaugurated the Sampurnta Abhiyan campaign in Chongkam. The campaign aims to achieve 100% saturation in 6 key indicators under the Aspirational Blocks and Districts program. The launch event was attended by a diverse group of stakeholders. Chemicals and Petrochemical Secretary Nivedita Shukla Verma inaugurated the 4-day Global Conclave on Plastic Recycling and Sustainability and International Exhibition in New Delhi today. The event is a platform for industry leaders, startups and environmental experts to display their latest advancements and share insights on achieving sustainability in the plastic industry. In news, Justin, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that terrorism in any form or its manifestation cannot be justified or condoned. He said that the international community must isolate and expose those countries that harbor terrorists, provide safe havens, and condone terrorism. These remarks were delivered by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was physically present at the SCO summit presently going on in Astana, Kazakhstan. The Prime Minister said cross-border terrorism requires a decisive response and terrorism financing and recruitment must be resolutely countered. He stressed to take proactive steps to prevent the spread of radicalization among youth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today had a telephonic conversation with Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said they reviewed a range of issues pertaining to defence cooperation and discussed closer collaboration between India and Australia in the Indo-Pacific. He said India plays great value on comprehensive strategic partnership with Australia. The Indian Space Research Organization Chairman S. Somanath has said that the Indian Space Agency will conduct a study of Apophis asteroid when it will be closest to Earth in 2029. Speaking to Akashvani News in Bengaluru yesterday on the occasion of Asteroid Day observation in ISRO, S. Somnath said that 340 meters with Apophis asteroid will be studied by Japan, NASA and European space agencies, and ISRO will partner with them.
We know that today the survival of Earth is also a function of our awareness about asteroids and possibility of near-Earth asteroid impacting Earth. How to handle this in such a situation and something called a planetary defense, a new area has emerged to understand it and take precaution against. We look at this day as a possibility to discuss all these topics, technically prepare, generate awareness and engage with others.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Swami Vivekanand on his death anniversary today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that the teachings of Swami Vivekanand give strength to millions. He said Swami Vivekanand's profound wisdom and relentless pursuit of knowledge are also very motivating. The Prime Minister reiterated government's commitment to fulfill Swami Vivekanand's dream of a prosperous and progressive society. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi this morning as part of his 2-day visit to Delhi. Mr. Naidu discussed various matters pertaining to the state. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister Piyush Goyal had a conversation earlier that lasted for almost 30 minutes and covered various issues. He is scheduled to meet with Union Ministers Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Union Ministers Hardeep Singh Puri and Manohar Lal Khattar today. The Chief Minister paid tributes to revolutionary leader Alluri Sitaram Raju in New Delhi on his birth anniversary. On to sports. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri will be in action in men's doubles with his French partner, Albano Olivetti. The duo take on Alexander Bublik and Alexander Shevchenko of Kazakhstan. N. Sriram Balaji will also play the men's doubles match with his British partner, Luke Johnson. They take on the French Open champions, Matej Pavic of Croatia and Marcelo Arevalo of El Salvador. Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are trading in the positive territory after hitting a fresh record high in early trade today. Sensex was up by 171 points, while Nifty added 48 points at 24,335 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi meets and interacts with T20 World Cup winning Indian men's team at his residence. The team to take part in Victory Parade in Mumbai this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Astana on the sidelines of SCO Summit. Terrorism in any form cannot be justified or condoned, says Prime Minister as SCOs submit. Voting underway in United Kingdom for general elections to elect a new Prime Minister. Hamas talks to Qatari and Egyptian mediators to end war with Israel. And with that, we end the midday news.